Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, your host for tonight's Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. And for the last several months, practically every other week, I have had an unequivocally exceptional, fantastic guest each and every other Tuesday night. Tonight, I will be your host for tonight's call. I have guests lined up in the future. 1 month ago, actually 3 weeks ago on this call, I had Dr. Joe Dispenza. Last Tuesday night, I had multi-millionaire Michael Perkins from the cannabis industry, a young man who is making seven figures a month on my call. I've had Susan Sly recently and have a whole host of other exceptional calls with exceptional guests planned in the very near future, moving into 2017. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements. We'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. This last weekend, I hosted the most exceptional event I've ever had the opportunity to participate, collaborate in, facilitate, and or mentor. That was my Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. I seldom ever promote this event because it is within the Breakthroughs to Success events, and I do not sell these events typically outside of my coaching culture. At this event alone, I had Corey Shaines, multi-millionaire internet marketer, Michael Perkins, multi-millionaire entrepreneur, Scott Burnett, who's also going to be a guest on my call, who assists people with strategies to really run and incorporate their businesses, along with a whole host of other exceptional entrepreneurs, 32 people from all walks of life. Now, every one of these people were coaching clients of mine who had attended Breakthroughs to Success, my Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop, is the follow-up and companion course to Breakthroughs to Success. If you've ever considered hiring me, I have a whole curriculum laid out for you of how you can transform your life in anywhere from 6, 12, 18, and 24 months. Many of the guests that you hear on my call are coaching clients of mine who I've had the privilege of one-on-one mentoring and then watching them go out and become the exceptional business owner, entrepreneur that they were capable of becoming. If you'd like to find out more about my coaching services, I offer a free 15-minute coaching session. You can send me your phone number on Facebook, on my inbox, and let me know what you'd like me to assist you with. This Saturday, I will be in Dallas, Texas. On two different occasions my entrepreneurial career, in 1992 and 1995, I lived in Dallas, Texas for more than a year on each occasion. Dallas is one of my favorite cities that I've ever had the privilege of living in, and a city that I've developed cultures and teams and different businesses. This Saturday, I'll be at the Westin DFW Airport Hotel from 9 until 4. It'll be a small, intimate setting and a great place for you if you're on tonight's call to receive some great content that will give you great insight into understanding cause and effect, why you do what you do, the basics of neuroscience, how to become much more skilled at letting go of your critical advisors, how to be able to be present and in the moment. I'll be covering much of that content on tonight's call as well. The following Saturday, I will be in Weehawken, New Jersey. I've done many events at the Sheraton Hotel right on the Hudson River, looking right across the river at beautiful Manhattan. Next Saturday, I'll be sharing the stage with Don Ferrantino. That will also be a great event. On December 3rd, right after Thanksgiving weekend, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia at the Marriott at the airport. December 8th, 9th, and 10th, if you're one of my coaching clients, there's still availability for you to attend Breakthroughs to Success. That typically is the most inspirational event of the calendar year that I host for the Breakthroughs events, for the Breakthroughs to Success events. It just seems that the most exceptional people show up on the very last month of the year in December. Although every event is a breakthrough event, I attract great people and there's great breakthroughs at each and every event. December 17th, it will be the All She Wrote event. It will be the end of the era for me in 2016, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, will be the last event where I will be speaking in 2017. January 7th, I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona with Susan Sly. January 21st, Los Angeles, California. And January 28th, New Orleans. Now, those are some of the events that I have lined up in the near future. I also have Philadelphia in February, La Jolla, California in February, Baltimore, Maryland in March. I have Edison, New Jersey with Dr. Joe Dispenza in April, Boston in April. I'm about to put Kansas City, Kansas, or Missouri on my schedule for March 2017. With that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. It has been a whirlwind 6 days for me. Last Thursday night was the introduction to my Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. I spent Thursday night with 32 of my guests all day Friday and all day Saturday in really an exceptional transformation with 32 of my advanced coaching clients. Then caught a limousine to San Diego on Saturday night, then did a 3-day branding event in San Diego, California, and just arrived back a few hours ago. What does that mean? It means that if you own a business, you have to be able to adapt and adjust, and you must be a closer. You must finish what you start. But if you're not skilled at closing, and I'm not talking specifically about closing sales, although I will get to that, but closing is finishing. And if you have challenges finishing because of how overwhelmed, how checked out you are, how much anxiety you're in, or any other multitude of situations, then there's a high probability that you will spend a good part of your career avoiding. You cannot succeed by avoiding. Your success is going to be broken down to your ability to master your emotional state. But if you find yourself overwhelmed and avoiding changing, or if you find yourself avoiding succeeding, or you use failure as an excuse, you don't want to fail, so you avoid failing, then you'll have challenges mastering your emotions that allow you to master the skills of being a finisher. Being a finisher means you finish what you commit to. The word commit is a very integral word in your communication style. To be able to start and commit is a skill. Many people start but have challenges finishing. And if you're not a finisher, then there's a high probability that you'll spend a great deal of your time procrastinating, getting ready to get ready, avoiding, getting overwhelmed, being disappointed. Now, if you are so done with this, if you are ready to transform, to change, to let go, to be here, to be now, to be present, then closing is a commodity that once you master it, you will be in a place called the law of the few. Most of society not only has challenges finishing, most of society in sales also have challenges closing, because closing represents the end of the era. It's the death of the ego. It's the end of struggle. Now ask yourself, if you are one of the people on tonight's call who are listening, or you're listening to this on a podcast tomorrow, and you're listening to this content, and you're having challenges closing, well, that's an effect, not a cause. The more you understand why you do what you do, the more skilled you'll become at letting go and separate your feelings from the events that keep you from finishing. If you have been a chronic starter and get overwhelmed, have shiny object syndrome, can't say no to certain situations, over-obligate yourself, get overwhelmed, you'll have challenges closing. If you have a gap and a delay in your communication style, if you kinda, sorta, guess, not sure, how do I, don't know, if these are some of the common statements and phrases that are a large component of your communication style, well, those are words and statements of non-commitment. And many people in society are commitment phobic. If you have challenges committing, unequivocally, you will have challenges closing and finishing. If you have anxiety about an outcome that has not happened, you'll tell yourself stories to avoid conflict, to avoid confrontation, to avoid making mistakes, to avoid getting in trouble. Now, all of these are stories that a large percent of society perpetuates over and over to neurochemically fulfill a set of feelings that keep them in anxiety. As you begin to separate your feelings from events, learn to be present, you're here, you're now, your ability to not only close, your ability to sell, ask, receive, and deserve is enhanced, enhancing your law of averages. Success in any endeavor is based on a recipe and also on an algorithm. And there's a certain law of averages that you learn to master that allow you to be effective at the process of closing. Closing is an absolute art. It's a skill. It's mastery. People who are master closers are masters at listening. They're able to hear what's meant, not said. They're able to pick up in diction, in tone, the sounds and words that people are using in their own non-commitment vocabulary. To be an effective closer is to be an effective trial closer. It means you're skilled and effective at asking commitment questions and trial close questions throughout communication and or conversation. It means you're very skilled at qualifying people for your benefits, your services, your features, your products, and most importantly, the dream. As you become skilled at asking the questions in a sequence, when the questions flow off your tongue, when you do not have anxiety about the outcome, when you're able to easily and effortlessly hold the conversation, command your presence, be relaxed in the process, have a relaxed intensity, and become skilled at the art of the interview, then you won't feel like you're in a position where you're interrogating people. You won't feel like you're abrasive or abusive. You won't feel that you're intimidated. You won't feel that you're shy. And you won't feel that you're about to make a mistake. As you let go of your anxiety about events that have not happened, then you can be and stay present. Closing is mastery. Not only is it mastering your emotions, it's being able to master the words back to back that lead a conversation. How do I say it? What do I say? Do you have a script? I get asked these questions all the time. Scripts are good. Scripts can keep you on track. Scripts can be a blueprint, but the blueprint to your success is the mastery of your emotional state, being in the middle of a conversation, hearing what's meant, adapting and adjusting, being able to ask a question based on an answer, take a word out of someone's answer, repackage it into a question, 5 to 15 words in with a question mark, end a sentence with the question, and continue to ask questions in a very relaxed emotional body. When you're uptight, when you're overwhelmed in fight or flight, your brain is sending a signal to your body, and your body sending your signal to your brain that what you're encountering is dangerous. You're in the jungle. It's scary in there. You're overwhelmed. You're about to make a mistake. You start to trip over your tongue. You start to hold your breath. You go into anxiety. You get overwhelmed. Then you blow it. And that's unfortunately what many people do. They telegraph a mixed message. Please get started with me, but don't, because I'm not sure I can lead you. I'd love to have you in my business, but I'm not sure if I could mentor you. Please get started in my business, but I'm afraid I might not show up. I have more anxiety about succeeding than I do about mastering the skills to be and stay successful. When you're in that mixed message, you telegraph telepathically your emotional state. In other words, you're sending a mixed emotional signal saying, please join me, but don't. Please buy my product, but I'm afraid you'll send it back. Or any multitude of scarcity, poverty consciousness, anxieties, overwhelmed statements and feelings that will keep you feeling small. As you begin to let go of the events that shape those feelings, as you become present, as you're no longer consumed with the outcome, as you begin to meet people where they are, when you're not attached to the outcome, then you are effectively in a state of awareness. When you're not attached, now that's a contradiction because you do require results. You are there to empower people. You are there to be able to provide service and value. But as a master closer and someone who's a master communicator, you no longer attach the outcome because you know that you will receive your fair share of outcomes because you've crossed the bridge from being an amateur to a professional. As you begin to live and operate like a professional and produce results like a professional, then you will start to create a big league paycheck. You will move into five figures a month minimum, potentially $20,000 to $30,000, $40,000 a month, because the highest paid profession in the world is sales. As you begin to embrace selling, asking the questions, you're comfortable at receiving and deserving. In other words, you don't have a mixed message when it's close time. Unfortunately, many successful people who don't really graduate to the next level of success, have challenges closing because of the anxiety about the outcome. And also there's many people who are skilled at closing sales, but attracting and developing leaders is a whole nother stratosphere for them. And somewhere in the middle of that, you must be skilled at attracting the talent, developing the talent, masterminding with people of like mind who come together for common causes or common bonds. But if you have anxiety about that outcome, you continue to tell yourself you're not good enough, then you're going to send a mixed emotional message, telegraphing your anxieties from anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. To be an effective closer, you require the repetition and the experience of mastering your communication style, being able to use diction and tonality, being able to enunciate properly, mastering the words, putting words together in sentences that lead to an outcome that's favorable, mastering persuasion skills, copywriting, writing sales copy, content writing, being able to deliver a message, but most importantly, finishing the transaction. You can do everything right except closing and then blow the sale and feel disappointed. And if that has been you a time or ten, then it's time that you start to address cause and effect and why you do what you do. The reasons you won't close are the stories you will tell yourself. The reasons you don't close is because you get overwhelmed and anxious about a situation that hasn't happened, and you either avoid the situation or sabotage it. And it's common that this type of personality does this frequently. I'll say it again. Sabotage it or talk the prospect out of buying from you. But when you're ready to let go of that and master the relaxed intensity that allow you to have a relaxed interview, then the whole game changes. A relaxed interview means you're able to ask leading questions. You come from small talk, fact-finding, and rapport building. I was doing this last two nights, power networking, at an event in San Diego called Celebrity Branding. There were 15 to 20 other speakers, writers, quantum physics specialists, people who understand neuroscience, and a whole eclectic group of people who had come together to enhance their brand and learn great skills from a company that we had all hired. And at that event, at the photo shoot, I could see how many people were checked out, emotionally unavailable, looked down at their shoes, looked at their feet, fumbled over the words. Even these people were paying multiple five figures at this event. They had anxiety about the outcome that had not happened. Now, if that is you, you have anxiety about the outcome that has not happened. You're an addicted storyteller. You're a chronic validator, justifier, and explainer. If that is you, it is definitely time for you to change your communication style. It's time for you to let go of the anxieties about what has not happened and be and stay present. Aware in a very relaxed body that you are the mind-body connection to the events that you are transforming and you are changing your identity. But as you hold on to past events of scarcity, lack, poverty consciousness, of being violated, traumatized, or neglected, then oftentimes in communication you will send a mixed message. When you don't feel worthy and are not good enough, and this is part of your communication, you actually tell yourself this over and over, then you are sending a mixed message. You're virtually telling your prospects or your qualified buyers to buy from you but don't because you're not sure if you could pull it off. Buy from me but don't, but I'm not sure if I'm capable of leading you. Buy from me but don't, I'm not sure if I can develop or deliver any value or service. When you come from that place of scarcity, that kind of lack, then you will attract to your reality other people of like mind to fulfill your disappointment. And that type of disappointment typically leads to unresolved anger, and it's these very emotions that keep you from closing. Closing is mastery. Once you master your emotional state, or you are in the process of it, there's no test score. It doesn't have to be 100%, but being able to master your emotional state means you're not checked out, you're not overwhelmed, you're not using drugs, alcohol, pharmaceutical medication, or other situations to form an identity that keeps you disappointed. As you begin to let go of your emotional addicted state, you begin to forgive and let go of people who have harmed and violated you. As you begin to live in a much more present, aware state, your ability to communicate with people is enhanced. When you come from self-esteem and you're not telegraphing your low self-esteem, once again, you're not sending a mixed message. You're transmuting a message of power, not a physical linear power, but an emotional power that states, I am good enough. I can lead you to the land of promise. I'm a skilled mentor. I'm a success coach. And when you're able to come from that place of power, you also don't take on other people's responsibility of succeeding and failing. One of the biggest challenges that I see so many people face is a story they tell themselves in their head about getting people, keeping people on their auto ships, keeping people successful. How do I get people to attend at events? Well, you don't get people to do anything. You lead by example. You promote events and you see who shows up. You don't use guilt to control your team, because if you do, then you're coming from control. You have a command of your presence. You suggest, you make suggestions. You ask questions, just like you do with prospects. Then you read the situation for what it is. You also learn not to get discouraged. It means you don't get discouraged. Dis meaning not. And when you're coming from not of courage, well, then you're coming from a very low emotional vibration that's not going to attract to reality people of like mind that you can collaborate to build a business and a team with. It'll relegate you to doing that which is familiar. As you let go of the old, as you let go of the clutter, as you let go of your overwhelmed state, as you let go of what concerned with other people feel of you, and many times these people don't think anything of you. They're not sitting there judging you. They're doing whatever they're doing. And as you begin to let go of the control that kept you in control of being out of control, you'll start to create a new energy. The energy that you will transmute will come from awareness, and will also come from power. But when you give your power away, then you'll try and force yourself to do situations that you have a story about and avoid. As you chronically avoid and continue to get ready, eventually you're going to run out of time, whether it's time in this life or this earth plane, or whether it's time as a college athlete or as a student. I mean, you never get time back. Time is a commodity that you develop and enhance by the person you become. Time will reward you not for producing in time, but for the value you bring time and who you attract to time. The more you understand time and really understand it, how to turn it into result, how to turn it into a commodity, how to use it as an asset rather than use it as a liability. When you come from that type of power, then you begin to address, you're able to address the objections that you receive in the prospects. You're able to address any kind of conflict. You're able to ask questions in a sequence. You're able to ask the questions in a sequence. You become so relaxed in your body that you are the outcome, not seeking to create the outcome, because the outcomes are going to show up. When you no longer are the issue, but you step into your power, you are that power, then you are actually standing alone. And that does not mean that you require other people to give you power. You are power. And that type of power is emotional etheric energy. It's white light energy. You're coming from love, joy, bliss, enlightenment. And most of all, you're coming from leadership. As you come from those simple, relaxed state, you're going to attract your reality more frequently, people of like mind. When you are closing is a series of questions about the outcome you seek. And they're leading questions. And you have to be able to ask these questions without telling yourself, I hope they don't. I hope they don't call on me. I hope they don't call me out. I hope they don't ask me a question. I hope they don't ask me about business. And typically what happens when you start to put that kind of mixed message in the air, you attract your reality, the very situation that you sought to avoid. As you let go of your anxiety about what hasn't happened, as you're present, it enhances your ability to close. Closing is an absolute art, and to be a great closer, you become very skilled at setting up the close. You don't just close someone, you close through diplomacy, not through intimidation. You close through being relaxed. You close by asking closing questions. Closing questions are typically like this. And when you learn how to close, then you will no longer be the mind-body connection to the event that came from anxiety. As you become very skilled at this process, you'll start to have mastery of your emotional state. As you start to live it in the present, and you're delivering that present moment awareness, then you effectively are becoming the man. as you start to grow into that role, as you start to be and stay responsible, you're going to take on more responsibilities and more moving parts. The more moving parts there are, the more committed that you have to be and stay. The more moving parts there are, the more dedicated that you have to become. So when you become skilled at this process, you'll be amazed at your mastery, how you'll be so, especially if you really take it to the next level. You'll see how people who propose to be good at selling are really posers, because a closer is not a poser. A closer is someone who lived in the outback of way up. A closer is someone who lives in the present and lets go of being in the back. Unfortunately, a lot of people who can't close stay in the back. They stay in the back waiting for that mythical, magical moment. But when you're present and you're here now, you're able to set up the close by the questions you ask. And a closer doesn't go through the throat. A closer doesn't go from the jugular. But a closer understands a buy signal. A buy signal is when someone lets you know that they're a qualified buyer and they're asking you questions that would lead to the purchase, or ask you questions that lead to the transaction. And when you ask them questions, you get buy signals. They're asking you not analytical questions, they're asking you empowering questions. They're typically people who see the value and are open to the transaction. Then there's the other type of person you're going to encounter. These are the people who give you an objection. The people who give you an objection early in a call, that's different than someone who gives you an objection at the end of a call. The person who gives you an objection at the beginning of the call is disqualifying themselves before they ever see the content. The other situation, you're going to have people and other situations where people are lay down sales. They see the value and they want to be a part of it immediately. I've also seen people talk these people out of this purchase because of their own uncomfortability with money. And if you're going to be a closer, it's imperative and important that you have a skill called money skills, meaning you're able to create cash on demand. You're able to create money on command. And when you're able to do that, that means you attract to reality people in situations that either buy your products and services or join your team or join your tribe or your culture, because they want to be and do what you're being and doing. When you live that kind of lifestyle, when you're traveling, when you're going places, and people start to notice it and they go, what do you do for a career? You want to tell them you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, but you got to use every bone in your body not to start throwing up on people and start astral projecting and telling them everything about the product, benefit, features, and services. Typically, that person walks away from you because they're overwhelmed and you're being overwhelmed. Now, as you start to understand that, you'll have a better understanding of sizing up your teammate and sizing up your opponent. As you become skilled at that modality, you'll be able to hear what people mean, not what they say. You'll hear people give you objections frequently. The most common objections that you'll receive are, I want to think about it. Number two, I don't have the time. Number three, they want to run it by someone else, their significant other, their boyfriend, girlfriend. And then the next one is that you'll encounter is that there are people who aren't interested. And those type of people, you learn to let go relatively quickly. And then the last objection that you'll receive most commonly is money. Now, when they use a money excuse, it does not mean they don't have money. It doesn't mean that they can't find or attract it. It means that money is not a skill for them. And they will typically use that as their objective or objection not to start in a business, because any kind of success would contradict their struggle. And the more you understand how predictable people are, the more you let them go and not personalize the situation, the more enhanced you will become at the art of closing. And I want you to know, if you're listening to this call tonight and you're in that state of mastery where you're really learning the inner game, I'm proud of you, because it's in that inner game, it's in your auditory skills that you begin to hear what is meant, not said. You're able to hear a buy signal from an uninterested signal. You're able to deliver content immediately to the person who's giving you a buy signal, because you never know who's going to be your next qualified buyer. You just never know who's going to be that next person that shows up, who's going to deliver for you what you are requiring. And as you start to become very skilled at this process, you'll be able to teach this to your teammates and people in your circle of influence. As you become one with and innate at closing, and closing is an absolute mastery. Closing is poetry. It's being able to start someone in a conversation, walk them through a process, ask for a commitment, set up the transaction so you're paid easily and effortlessly, and be able to receive the benefits of what you receive by being a great closer. Being a closer can keep you in business. You may not be receiving a check or a large check right now, but in certain pay plans and business opportunities, if you can close two sales in a week or three sales in a week, then typically companies will reward you. And as you start to become that person of power and grace and dignity, as you start to step into that person, you start to become the person that you sought to become. And as you let go of your control that keeps you in control of being out of control, then you won't be controlling your control. As you let go of control, now you can begin to be you and be free. If you begin to let go of control in your emotional addictions, then you're in a whole different level of power. You're not forcing the situation any longer. You are in your power. You are feeling empowered. You come from a place called Empower You Now, and another one of my favorite towns that you're really coming from in life is you're coming from enlightenment. When you're coming from that kind of energy, in that kind of tribe and community, then you are vibrating and oscillating at your absolute highest good. When you're coming from that kind of power, you are compassionate for your fellow man. You're able to pick up on situations that is a checked off, unenlightened soul that you would miss because you weren't being attentive or paying attention. And the more attentive you become, the better you're going to be at this process. And this process of being attentive means you can hear in your inner ear what's being said, not only meant, and you can hear what's meant, not only what's said. It means you're able to separate that very quickly because of the person you are becoming and the person you're staying. And when you're in that place of growth, as you start to having quantum leaps, some is greater than whole of parts, as you start to live in that place of energy called freedom, when you start to live there, you're going to find other like-minded success seekers who are part of a culture will come out of the woodwork because there are so many people looking for the kind of content that you're in the process of delivering. But when you have anxiety about the outcome or making mistakes, then you tend to do that because it fulfills your disappointment. When you let go of that kind of anxiety, it's amazing what begins to happen in your life. Your law of averages are enhanced. The laws of attraction change. When you come from that place, you'll be out at the Wrigley one night. I can feel you. I was in St. Louis once. So it's the St. Louis, it's the city of St. Louis that absolutely has that kind of energy. And I commend them. Every time I go there, I'm mesmerized. I want to go back there and spend time in some of the places there. And to do that, you have to have money. And money is going to come from closing. If you want to live a good life, the money that you're seeking to create is going to come from your ability to close transactions. If you want to buy a second home in a city, if you want to buy a condo, if you want to travel, if you want to be a philanthropist, it's going to come from two situations. Your ability to close and your ability to attract leads, along with building a culture and creating a tribe. The more you understand that your livelihood is dependent not only on your effort, but also the efforts of other people. When you start to have that kind of trust and that kind of faith, then you're not going to get concerned and overwhelmed and create the very situation that you seek not to attract. As you begin to free yourself from your mind and you're letting your body run your business, then you'll be amazed at what can happen to you in a very short period of time. And as you begin to let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, then you'll be in a position to be able to trust yourself and others. Trust is a key skill when it comes to closing because you have to be able to trust to hear what you heard. You have to be able to trust to let go of the anxiety that you're in right now. You have to trust the process. It's amazing. And many, many people don't do that. They try and circumvent the process, and what they want to do is they want to tell the host what they do is special and the cure. And the cure to this whole process, the cure is me is letting go of your anxiety. For you to be healed and for you to be delivered and for you to really be that person you know you're capable of becoming, you want to be right there in the middle of your emotional state. You're not, your highs aren't low and your lows aren't high. You're able to be right there in the middle of your emotional state in a very high level of awareness. You're oscillating at 250 cycles a second. You know you're on the verge of a breakthrough, not a breakdown anymore. You don't have time for breakdowns. The breakdowns that occur, maybe occasionally, are MINI, mini, and it's going to be out of your control. You want to let go of the control that keeps you in control and realize there is no control. When you let go of anxiety and fear and change your story, you virtually begin to create a new story the very next day or that night. As you let go of the story of I'm not good enough, I'm overwhelmed, I can't prospect, as you let go of that story and realize that many people start where you start, as you begin to let go of the control that keeps you in control of keeping you out of control, as you begin to let go of those anxieties, and you'll learn how to set the sail. You set the sail early and often. It's a hook. You set the sail by asking trial closing questions. How serious are you about improving the quality of your health? How serious are you about releasing weight? How serious are you about creating your first six-figure income? How serious are you about creating a seven-figure lifestyle? When you can come from that kind of power, then you're not anxious about the outcome. You're not telegraphing your insecurity. You're not getting ready to get ready. It means that you are you and you are free. And to be really free is to be able to take a good look at what you eat, and take a look at how your whole diet is. And that'll give you a bird's-eye view of oftentimes what people eat and why we eat such poor food. As you become much more conscious and aware, you'll buy less prepackaged food, more fresh fruit, more fresh vegetables in situations like that. As you begin to really move into that kind of power. When you let go of struggle, when you're no longer a struggleholic and you're no longer waving the struggler flag, that leaves you only one option, that is power. That kind of power is not physical or linear. That kind of power is emotional and it's etheric. It's a kind of power that you can't see. It's a power called charisma. When you couple charisma with the ability to ask questions in a sequence, you unequivocally are putting yourself in a position to be around some of the most enlightened entrepreneurs that you can attract. And it's those kind of entrepreneurs that you can attract that you want to be able to mastermind with, because these are people who are finishers. These are the type of people who get up in the day and their day is already predetermined and they will not be denied. This is the type of person who lives in routines. And for you to really be that kind of person, there's a routine you master when you are prospecting. And it's in that kind of prospecting mastery that you're asking the questions in a sequence. How are you this evening? You responded to my internet ad about starting a business from home. Is that correct? What do you do for a career? Where did you go to college? The career that you presently have, is that a good career for you? Why are you considering additional options? And then this is the kind of person that is typically receptive, and you can walk them right to the next step of the business, to a video or to a branded webinar or any multitude of situations where you don't have to be the issue. When you are closing, closing is not about you. Closing is about you attracting people to your reality that see your value through your service and your products, your benefits. Where are those people tonight? That's what you can answer that later. But those, you deserve to attract those kinds of people to yourself frequently. As you start to really understand cause and effect, why you do what you do, you no longer live in a place called doubt. You no longer get overwhelmed. You no longer be overwhelmed. You're in a very relaxed emotional state coming from love. And as you begin to let go of not being loved or being violated by certain situations, as you let go of those kinds of anxieties, then you're in the present, baby. You are right here and right now. When you're able to let go of this kind of energy about past events that doesn't serve you, I feel for you, but I'm not going to give you the situation of sympathy. You require some empathy, and I definitely have the right man for you. And when you start to let go of your anxiety about what hasn't happened, you'll begin to change your story. As long as you begin to not be anxious about tripping over your words, saying the wrong thing, making mistakes, then you'll start to break through, and you'll start to have 65-yard runs. You'll start to be the person that people are looking for. You'll become very skilled at laying it out for people. You'll become very, very skilled at being able to be ambidextrous, do more than two things at one time and do them very effectively. When you're able to be that kind of person, then you are here and you are now. When you come from that kind of place, that's one of the most empowering moments you could be in. That's one of the moments that the company was so good, I didn't want to leave, but that situation that you're letting go of is so important that you be here and be present. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety, then closing becomes academic. Closing becomes ease. Closing becomes mastery. When you continue to tell yourself stories, those stories keep you avoiding. And when you let go of, I don't want to be rejected and I don't want to be abandoned, when you have a better understanding of why people do what they do, then you'll tend to not personalize a situation for what it isn't. You want to be able to see a situation for what it is in metacognition. You want to be able to see real people enjoying themselves, and you'll definitely have the opportunity to do that when you attend one of my events coming up in the very near future. You have a better understanding of the connection you and I can create in our one-on-one coaching. As you start to really be in that space, that enlightened space, that allows you when you're prospecting to be able to ask questions in a very relaxed body because you're not overwhelmed by an outcome that hasn't happened. When you're able to develop those reflexes of being present, of being here and being now, then you're not going to be criticizing yourself for what you did or didn't do. As you begin to transition and you're present and here and now, and you start to become an enlightened soul, you're living in awareness, then you will not be criticizing yourself. You won't have a critical advisor. You won't be saying, I can't believe you did this to yourself, because you won't be doing that. You won't be sabotaging yourself. As you begin to let go of the control that keeps you disappointed and overwhelmed, it creates a new energy that people become magnetized to, that attracts and polarizes them to you. And these are the people that virtually show up. When people show up, it's not only phenomenal, but it is a phenomenon and can be explained. It's a direct reflection of the energy that you're transmitting and transmuting. In your law of attraction, based on the words you use, and then the context of how you use them in sentences, and then when you start to become serious about your profession, and it's not a joke or you're not laughing it off, then you've crossed another emotional bridge, meaning you're right here and you're right now. You're in the middle of greatness. Because you're going to be great, and you're going to be able to attract other people of like mind, that of commonalities, to come to your reality that you can collaborate and partner with. And it's those kinds of situations that will create the culture that you're seeking to create. The culture is going to come from your abilities to market, ask questions, attract people to your social sites, your inboxes of social media, Twitter, Facebook, and any other multitude of situations where there's open communication. In that kind of situation, you're in front of people every single day. Where do I get leads? Everywhere you go. How do I do it? It's not a how do I, it's a why don't you. You already know how. Stop intoxicating yourself on being new and stop telling yourself how new when you've actually been in the business for 3 years. The business may be new, but you really haven't embraced what's required to be and stay successful. So when you're in that place, in that space, other situations begin to line up for you. In the law of alignment, all of a sudden, in an occlusal energy, parking spaces begin to appear for you. When items we thought were sold out, there's one item left. It's because you are you and you are free. It's by divine right. It's by the law of attraction that it's there for you. And, you know, you can create that expectation, but you want to have realistic expectations about what you're capable of creating. And when you're able to do that, you'll be mesmerized by how magnetic you are and how people receive the gem and when that, or the nugget or the wisdom or whatever it is that you're giving out to someone like this. When you come from that place, you're actually delivering a very clear, concise message that you're there to assist someone and help someone out. When you start to understand cause and effect and why people do what they do, then you won't be so critical of them. You won't hold them responsible for what they did to you. And when you start to let go and start to try and start to put the pieces together back to back, now you're creating a relaxed consciousness. You'll start to separate yourself from the feelings of being an addict. And as you start to move into emotional recovery, it's amazing what starts to happen in some of the simple disciplines that you begin to practice. You start to finish everything you start. And when I say everything, it means everything. When you start to come from that kind of power, then you will not be denied. You will not get intimidated by people. It just does not happen because you're grounded in who you are and you're comfortable letting other people be who they are without you trying to control the outcome. When it comes to being a master closer, you're closing throughout the conversation. You're trial closing to establish a rapport situation. And you may encounter a situation that seems adverse, but when you live in the solution, then you will attract to reality very few problems. But when you are wound tight, overwhelmed, did it have any effect on you? Of course it does. When you're in an overwhelmed state, you're not relaxed. You're not here. You're not now. So when you enter into a conversation, your body is driving your brain. You're in a mixed message. And it's in that mixed message that you trip over your words. You use words of indecision. And you're not able to finish off communication because you're so anxious that you want people to just be a lay-down sale for you. It's not that you're not willing to put the effort in. You have so much anxiety while you're doing the effort that you check out. It's in that checked-out state that typically someone who has addiction challenges will find a way to continue to avoid. You can't succeed by avoiding. You can't close a sale by just expecting someone to get it. I've encountered that in a lot of my coaching clients, who they're so unevolved about selling that they don't even understand that selling is a skill. It may require you going the extra yard, the extra effort with some of your trainers. And the more you understand that the people that you're being mentored by are the people who really understand how to do it. The person who does it typically uses very, very, very unique type of posters and prints. And as you begin to be in that state and in that present, and you're ready for a hand up, not a handout, when you come from that place, then you are you and you are free. When you're in that space called I'm here and I'm now, then you will encounter some of the situations that have happened to you in your law of attraction. As you begin to decide and commit, change your energy and change who you attract, you'll be amazed at the ability you'll have in to be able to track, to be able to be in that space of I'm here and I'm now. When you're coming from that kind of power, you're magnetizing people. Sometimes you don't have to close people because they're closed by your energy. You had them at hello. Now, that doesn't happen very often, but it can happen frequently to you. If you stay in the game long enough to master your emotional state, what does that mean? It means you're not in anxiety very frequently or very often. The typical anxieties that you would be in would be anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection. When you're coming from that place, you're crushing it. When you're coming from letting someone be the man, I would consider that. And when you're in that space, when you're letting go of these anxieties that you've created, you'll be amazed at what the kind of people that begin to show up. A whole different kind of person shows up in your reality. You're here and present. This is what magnetism is. This is what charisma is. This is what present is. And this is a different kind of closing. People are closed from your energy. They're closed by the person you've become, and they want to be a part of what you're doing. That's the kind of person that begins to show up in your reality. They're following you on Facebook. They follow you in social media. They follow your brand. They follow your content. They're in alignment with you, and they're reading your posts. But you also have to be able to come from delivering content, because it's the content that you deliver in your social media brand that also allows you to attract the people of like mind that you can collaborate and contribute with. Closing will show up in many areas of your business. It'll show up in your employees if you have any. You'll be able to attract employees who absolutely are first-class employees for you and can do what they do for you to alleviate you of your most valuable commodity time. So you'll be able to close that when you're interviewing people. You'll run ads in situations, and you'll learn to effectively interview people to be employees and do the service and value for you that overwhelms you so you can do what you do, that is produce. And when you're starting to attract those kinds of people, the kind of people who get it, the kind of people who show up, and they know what to do, you spend very little time training them, because in the close, they close themselves. They already wanted to be a part of what you're doing. They're in. Oftentimes, these people are loyal, and they will stay in a long time. This kind of person, the kind of person who closes themselves, who knows what they want, they're willing to pay the price through giving up some of their freedoms, and you are connected with them. So when you start to create that kind of connection, then that word becomes camaraderie. There's a bond. There's an emotional connection. When you're less emotional and you're not telling stories, your emotion changes, your vibration changes, and you start to attract your reality a different kind of person. Rather than living in the problem, you live in the solution, and you'll attract other people of like mind who will be very good at setting up events for you or handling situations. When you're able to create that kind of culture, it's amazing the kind of results that can get created. So this content tonight is giving you great insight into cause and effect and why people do what they do. The reason that most people don't close is the story that they tell themselves. The story is an effect, it's not a cause. As you dig deeper into why you do what you do and have a better understanding of why people do what they do, human beings are predictable. The more you understand that reality, and it's not a philosophy, the more you understand that reality and realize that many people are going to do what's familiar. They're going to do what they've done all along. They're going to sabotage themselves. They might even muster up enough courage and create a dream or something. And when you do that, when you're able to connect with people in different cities and different places, you'll attract people wherever you go. You can go to Pittsburgh, USA, Cleveland, USA. You can go on a trip across the ocean, and people are going to show up. When you're sitting on an airplane next to someone who gives you a smile and they let you know that they're open and friendly, that doesn't mean they're hitting on you, or that doesn't mean they're trying to pick you up, but it means that there's a body language that's given off. Although it is possible that someone is giving you that, but it's your responsibility to understand and differentiate between fact and fiction. You also learn not to personalize it. When someone is out of integrity or something like this, you're able to let them go quickly and easily and effortlessly without creating any conflict or creating any collateral damage. This is why you also learn to let go of being right and proving someone wrong. And oftentimes you're not there to close someone because you can close them. You close them because it makes sense. They're going to receive value from your product, services, benefits, and features. They have a possibility of being a teammate, a contributor, or a producer. And you look for those kinds of people. It's amazing where you find them. You find them in all places. And the more you understand who and what you're seeking, the clearer you get with what you seek to attract, then the close becomes academic because people close themselves. And I recently hired a young man who I knew before I even really spoke to him, I knew he had potential to be that right person. I knew that innately, and am honored to be in everyone here on tonight's call's presence. When you come from that place, when you really start to honor the people in your circle of influence, when you come from that kind of grace, beauty, and dignity, when you come from that kind of energy and that kind of power, you're going to be attracting a whole different type of lead to your reality, a whole different type of friend, soulmate. I mean, this is how you learn to attract to your reality people of like mind. So the way you do one situation is often the way you do many other situations. So who you attract in your personal life will also show up in your business life. And if you're going in an OMG and oh my God, we'll make some simple, subtle changes and attract your reality to people of like mind that you can collaborate with, that you can really assist and empower people. When you come from that place, when you come from that kind of power, then you're right there in the middle. You're the kind of person who's going to move it and shake it. You're the kind of person who has a high attractor factor, who's going to attract to the reality people of like mind. And you may be you may be stuck tonight, but when you have belief, a sense of certainty, that situation of why you do what you do, you can alleviate that relatively quickly. I mean, I've watched people do it all day. And when you come from that kind of power, you're going to have it on your terms and your time frame. That's the kind of money you could use to buy your first beach house. That's the kind of money you could use to buy beachfront property. And when you're paralyzed from your own emotional state and overwhelmed, and then you're blinded by your own darkness and there's no light, well, you're going to have challenges, because energetically, you're not going to attract to reality people of like mind that you can communicate, collaborate with, and contribute with. But when you get up slowly and start to let go of the anxieties that kept you overwhelmed, you take a deep breath and let go of that anxiety, your whole molecular body changes, the way you communicate, talk, set yourself up. And when you're ready, the position's there. When you're ready to change, it's there for you. When you're ready to take on that first big wild game hunt, when you finish it off, that's closing. When you're able to go in that first situation, that first photography safari, and you're able to get in close and get those great pictures, that's closing. But a lot of people talk themselves out of this because of their anxieties. There's more to closing than being in business. Closing is everything you do. Closing is you finish situations, and you finish them in your mind before they even start. You can see the outcome. It means there's pride and dignity about a task well done. It means you feel really good about what you're creating and who you are. You're letting go of the anxiety that keeps you feeling less than and low self-esteem. And when you start to let go of people who no longer serve you, that doesn't mean you're leaving them behind. They're choosing to stay where they are. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, delivering content for you tonight that will assist you to be a master closer. Closing is an art, and when practiced with simple discipline and repetition and experience, it's amazing how relaxed you become in your body. The key to relaxation is not only the yogas and other healing modalities, but the key of it all is what's going to get you to the promised land, is having a better understanding of predictability, why people do what they do, letting go of effects that aren't causes, understanding the basics of neuroscience, and become very skilled at understanding not only why people do what they do, but why you do what they do, and then understand why people do what they do in their brain. There's a lot of great content out there available for you. If you'd like to read it, if you want the titles of some of the content that will give you the goods, one of the best sales books I ever read was a book called The Bestseller. It's an out of print book by D. Period Forbes, Forbesley. It's Forbes Lay. So all of you listening tonight have an outstanding evening, a great week. I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas this Saturday, so looking forward to connecting with people. Have a great evening. 209-932-0227 is how you can reach me. You can also reach me on Facebook. If you'd like to take advantage of one of my free 15-minute coaching sessions, feel free to send me a message in my inbox. Let me know what you'd like me to assist you with, and I will guarantee you that I will deliver. This call is officially a call. Thanks, everyone. Best to you, and good night.